Bad weather last week led to a rare special Sunday of mid-tournament tennis at the Wimbledon Championships. Number 10 seed Tomáš Berdych battled young German player Alexander Zverev in a third-round match played on centre court. Berdych dropped the third set before coming out fighting in the decisive fourth set. The final result 6-4, 6-4, 4-6, 6-1. In last year's Wimbledon, Berdych was knocked out in the fourth round by Frenchman Gilles Simon in a straight sets defeat. Now Berdych faces another fourth round battle, this time against fellow Czech, the 64th ranked Jiří Veselý. Veselý and Berdych are the last two Czechs remaining in the men's singles. In a television interview after the match, Berdych expressed joy at being able to play in centre court on such a rare occasion.
I'm one of the guys that really love traditions. I don't know if I'm right. I think it's just the fourth time in such a long history of the championship that we are playing in the middle Sunday. So, you know, I get a chance to play. I get a chance to play on center court. So, I mean, can't be better than that.
Meanwhile, with the surprise exit of Petra Kvitová in the second round, the Czech representation at the Wimbledon's women's singles is down to just one player, with the 28th seed Lucia Šafářová set to face the Kazakhstani Yaroslava Shvedová in a fourth-round match duel later on Monday. On Saturday, Šafářová beat Slovak Jana Čepelová in a dramatic match which saw an extended final set drag on for 22 games. After dropping the first set, Šafářová staged a decisive comeback in the second, and finally, after a match lasting more than 2.5 hours and which was interrupted by rain on several occasions, Šafářová emerged victorious 4-6, 6-1, 12-10. Czech national football coach Pavel Vrba has quit following his side's poor showing at Euro 2016. The Czech Republic failed to win a single match at the tournament, losing 1-0 to Spain before drawing 2-2 against Croatia. The team's fate was sealed during a 2-0 drubbing against Turkey. Vrba took over the reins of the national team in 2014 after the national team failed to qualify for the 2014 World Cup under previous manager Michal Bílek. Despite an impressive Euro qualifying campaign, with the Czech Republic topping its group, the team's performance in France has widely been regarded as dismal. In a surprise move, Vrba has been signed up to manage Russian Premier League team Anzhi Makhalkalka, while the hunt continues for a manager to lead the national team. Speaking after the Czech Republic's final defeat, Vrba acknowledged his team's weaknesses.
All three matches showed that football is played a little differently abroad than we play it at home. The tempo and player quality is unbelievably high at this level. I think it served as a major wake-up call to the many players who will likely go on playing for the national team, and I hope they use those lessons in the future.
Meanwhile, on Sunday, Czech cyclist Jaroslav Kulhavý came in second place in the Elite Mountain Bike World Championships held in the Moravian town of Nové Město. With more than 20,000 fans watching the final leg of the men's race, all eyes were on local favourite Kulhavý as he battled against Switzerland's Nino Schurter and France's Julien Absalon. Although taking a lead in the initial laps, Schutter emerged victorious with a final time of 1 hour 28 minutes and 20 seconds. Kulhavý took second place, coming in 17 seconds behind the winner, while Julien Absalon came in 30 seconds behind. Speaking to reporters after the match, the 31-year-old Kulhavý admitted that he had not been able to produce the desired performance, but nonetheless credited fans for pushing him to continue to fight on in a difficult race. And that's the sports news.